This is RJ City, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Yordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Yordano Diablo.
And this week, we are joined by founder of the Midwest Queer Comedy Festival, road comedy superstar, and general scholar, Dwayne Duke.
Hello, hello, haters.
Second time on the show, too.
I actually listened to my last episode on the way here.
Right on. It was Brandy, wasn't
Brandy
it?
Brandy Norwood and the Root of All Evil. I do have a few corrections and omissions.
Okay. I love this. Addendums, the hate flow addendums.
Yeah, I said that Brandy and... Or I said that Whoopi Goldberg and Jason Alexander... were the parents in the 95 Cinderella. That is not true. It is Whoopi Goldberg and Victor Garber.
Okay.
Also, I knew the name of that Asian man, but then I forgot to write it down.
Oops. It's very important to bring notes to this podcast.
But he's an actor, a singer. He's well known on Broadway. I called Lil' Kim washed up. After 10 years or after like 9.5 years of reflection, I would like to adjust that. She had a rough time.
Okay.
And her career did not recover. And I hope that her accountant burns in hell for her still having to work out here in these streets.
Yeah.
I don't think I said anything else inflammatory that I do not stand by still. So. Fair enough.
Most Fair enough. Inflammatory shit stood by.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
10 toes down.
Well, I'm happy to see your position on Lil' Kim has softened.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I know where it hasn't. So, Dwayne, why do you hate the gig economy?
Well... 10 years ago when I first did the show, I was a full-time stand-up comedian, and I existed only on stand-up. And then it was actually, 2 weeks after most white Americans decided that they wanted to be led by a former game show host. And
yeah.
Then we had 4 years of that. And I managed to keep my life together until COVID.
Yeah.
And the fumbling of that on a scale that is unimaginable. Like, I think it is wild that anyone who was in office during COVID on either side of the aisle was able to run and or be reelected. I think we should have cleared house because we failed on an epic level.
100% agree.
And so on March 12th, 2020, my whole world shut down. I was in North Carolina. I didn't go into town. I was like, I'm just going to sit at the rest stop until my show. And I got to my show, and there were two people. And it was like a new club I was headlining that has since closed. Less because people didn't want the club, more because the owner had some allegations that later turned out to be true.
Mm. Ooh.
And he did a real, as you guys would call it, heel turn on it.
We would call it that.
We would call it that.
He went total cunt and just like, he packed a bag, said deuces, and got the fuck out of there. Mm. And then I came home and my whole world was shattered, and like a week later, I saw someone posting that they were an Instacart shopper, and I was like, what is that? And then I joined the gig economy, and I've been trapped in it ever since.
Mm. Instacart. I didn't know you started at Instacart.
Oh, I shouldn't use their real names because I am going to talk a bunch of shit. The two that I do now, I am a rideshare driver. and I shop for groceries for humans. I did DoorDash. I'll use their name because fuck them. I did DoorDash, and I used to do, there was another one. I think they got bought out by like Uber Eats or something.
Postmates?
Possibly. I did that right away, and I did like one order, and the woman on the other end was being such a twat towards me, and she just like she had a bunch of requests, and I was like, you already ordered this. I'm just picking it up and dropping it off.
Yeah. Right.
And she goes, well, can you have them do this and have them do that? And I was like,
No,
I'm not going to do that. I saw the worst of humanity during the pandemic when I was standing in bread lines at Heinen's for rich people.
Oh my God.
It was snowing, and they would only let so many people in the store once.
Yeah.
And you had to stand in the line to get in the store. And the app would start your time when you pulled up to the store. Like, if you got close enough, it would just automatically start the time. And I was in Heinen's. For anyone outside of Cleveland, it's a very nice grocery store. Mm-hmm. It's like Cleveland's version of Erewhon. Like, everything in there costs way too much. And there's a woman who was, like, madly typing at me. She goes, when I replaced the organic blueberries with regular, she goes, I know they have organic blueberries. I called the store and I said they don't have any organic blueberries, and I sent her a picture of the section where the organic blueberries should be, and she goes, well, did you ask someone in the back? And I was like, I assure you I did not. Are you breathing kills people? You think I'm gonna ask someone for organic blueberries?
Yeah.
Listen, I get it. You haven't come in 6 years. And like, you were trapped in the house with your meal ticket. And you were hoping that he would die before you had to spend this much time with him. But you are not going to take that bullshit out on me.
No.
And that's back when the grocery app paid money. The past 5 years, I've seen a decline in pay from the app for the work being done. I've also seen an increase of people online complaining. There's a thing that happens where people are just like, they get so mad when they get a male shopper, and it's women, and they get so mad, and it's like the one time anyone's ever like gone on the internet was like, I can't believe I had a man do this job, and it's the fucking worst, and it's a huge thing on the internet where women like go on and they complain about getting a male shopper. And my whole thing is, you very well could go to the store yourself. And I'm not talking about people with a disability. I'm talking about people who are like, I just want to save an hour by sending someone to the store.
Yeah, you can actually absolutely go to the store yourself then.
Yeah. It's Yeah, shopping for groceries, I do like it because I've cut down to like mostly just two stores.
Okay.
Because they're the only stores I can do self checkout at.
Ah.
Oh yeah. Any store that I have to go to the cashier is insane. I've got everything separated by order. I know where everything's going. I figured out how I'm gonna pack it. And if I have to go to a cashier, I then have to trust you to keep this in the order that I gave it to you, and I know that they're not being paid enough to care.
Right. Yeah.
As a former grocery store employee who was unionized, I can assure you they are not being paid enough.
I did an order at like an Aldi, I think, and I had something like 150 things over three orders. And the girl that was checking me out, she just put it all there. So I spent 40 minutes at the store after spending 40
reorganizing
minutes.
It?
Yeah. Reorganizing it, rebagging it. And I'm just death glaring her the whole time. I'm livid. I'm so hot. And then I get it in the car and I get it delivered. And I was like, I probably made more in this hour doing this than she's going to make all day. But fuck her. She wasted so much of my time.
You say that, but Aldi is the one grocery store that actually pays cashiers a livable wage.
Yeah, and as they should. Like, I believe, I'm fully on the side that everyone should be making a living wage. But, like, I get so mad. This is a thing that I've had to start doing recently so I don't lose my shit. in public, I have to remind myself this person isn't being paid enough to care.
Yeah, I think about that shit too sometimes. I'm like, yeah, what the fuck do they, like, when people like freak out at fucking like fast food, you see the shit on Instagram or whatever, freaking out at fast food place. I'm like, dude, like the one guy, the manager got on the, like on the dude's video and he goes, bro, I am here to make sure this shit runs efficiently. Not you get, he goes, make sure you get your food on time, get the fuck out of here. I'm not here to do special orders, nothing. Like, the guy was like, good on, you know what? Like, he knows where his spot's at. He's like, I'm not trying to go above and beyond for fucking McDonald's.
Yeah. So like, whenever I go get fast food or get, like, get something that's not a small local place.
Yeah.
I usually order from whatever app they have so I can spend as little time inside the store as possible. I order from the app and I just try to pick it up. And if you order from the app, you also have to go to the same line as DoorDash. And for whatever reason, I have gig worker face, I guess. And there's this rage that people get when they see a gig worker now, when they see someone for DoorDash or Uber Eats or whatever, or Postmates or any of them, or like Seamless. There's just like this visceral hatred.
Why?
For you, because you've fucked up their workflow day. They're doing extra work and getting the same amount of pay. Because if a store was getting that number of people walking in with orders, the volume would change because you could slow it down. You'd be like, I can only take this many orders. I could better hold until I get orders done. But because they're all coming in online through the app, through a third party, now it's just,
it is an extra step. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, now I'm fucked because I have this and I had no power to slow it down.
Sure.
I worked in a pizza place. And, you know, when we had to slow it down, we just didn't pick up the phone. Like, it was all hands on deck to get shit done in the kitchen. It was all hands on deck to get deliveries out. And, you know, sometimes that meant the phone rang and rang and rang. But if everyone's ordering online, if everyone's ordering through an app, there's no slowdown. There's just, it came in, get it done.
Yeah. Well, unless you are cognizant of that enough to turn off the notifications or turn off the ability to order on the app.
They can. They're, each app does allow them to do that, but like every company is going to be like, you can't do that.
I don't know that a corporate store will let an individual there who's working by themselves do that, or who's working under staff do that. Like, I don't know that if you go to Chipotle, the person in that store can turn off their app. Mm. I think that app is on a timer. It's being controlled by some like C-suite, and or it's being controlled by like a third party programmer who reports to a C-suite in California, who then talks to a regional manager, who talks to a district manager, who talks to your general manager, who talks to your assistant manager, who, if they get around to remembering it and the list of shit they have to do that day, will talk to you.
Mm. And then they'll talk to you, why are your ticket times 20 minutes?
Yeah. It's not, we are in an area where a lot of people do DoorDash. It's, we had a lot of orders. Why are they taking so long?
Yeah. When I worked at Citizen Pie, we had, like, the Uber Eats thing. And, like, when we'd get fucking slammed, we'd just turn that shit off. And, like, the manager would be like, what are you guys doing? It's like, dude, do you not see the 30 fucking tickets we have? We don't need that thing beeping in the background, too. Like, blow me.
So, yeah, that one sucks. Which means... And so, like, to keep my peace, instead of me getting mad at this person who I know is not making enough money to give a fuck about my order being right, like, it used to be, what do they say at, like, McDonald's? They had it on the wall, like, is it hot? Is it right? Would you be proud to serve it? Now, like, is it close? Is it edible?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
are you full? Are you alive? Yeah, there you go.
I have started, like, picking restaurants that I know will do a decent job, but I have, like, figured out when the best time to go is. It's like, it can't be during a busy time. Like,
right.
you can't go during rush hour. You can't go when you're hungry. You have to go when the staff is most likely to give a fuck.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I rely a lot on delivery apps, admittedly, for a variety of reasons. But I have found that orders most often wrong during, like, when regular people eat dinner. So I've just adjusted accordingly.
Yeah, so, like, that makes sense. Like, you have to figure out when the least amount of people are going to bother them. Mm. And then hope that everyone on staff still gives a shit about their job.
Yeah.
Which, you know, and I... That, you know, that's a whole thing, and that sucks. I did DoorDash for like a week, and then I was like, wow, these are really low paying things. And then I was like, oh, it's because no one tipped on these, like no one tipped on these five orders, which is
that is wild, dude.
I can't.
The tipping, like, and this might be a Cleveland thing, because I've talked to friends in other cities who either do the gig economy thing, or they go out and they're like, yeah, no, we're still tipping. And I'm like, I do. This brings me to rideshare. Rideshare in Cleveland, if it takes you a while to get a ride in certain areas, it's because the people in that area don't tip.
Mm.
And so I personally have stopped picking up fares that my share of the ride before tip isn't X dollars. Because I think on average I'm getting tipped like 5 or 6% of the time.
That's insane, dude.
What? Like, yeah, no. And it really went down last year when one of the apps did a thing where they shared how often customers were tipping, and so customers just retaliated by not tipping.
Oh.
Because they're like, oh, I'm not getting ride, or you only pick me up because you think I'm going to tip. Like, that means I'm not going to tip now. And, it's crazy. And so I know tipping should be based on the service provided.
I agree.
However, that is not the society that we live in. That is not the agreement that you signed up for when you choose to use a luxury service. The things I do are luxury services. These are not necessities. I do not work at a necessity.
You're paying for convenience.
Me adding convenience to your day. Like, if you wanted to get somewhere for X price, you could give up your time and catch the bus. Mm-hmm. But you wanted to get there faster in my vehicle, so now this is a convenience. And I should be compensated as such.
Absolutely.
So I don't pick up low fares. And the app that I drive for now, like, when I first started, I wouldn't see any fares under $5. But in the past, like, few weeks, I've seen fares under $3.
What? That's what you're getting paid, or that's the fare?
That's my portion of the
okay,
fare.
All right. Yeah, that's fucking wild. But, like, what, are they going down the street?
I don't know. I'll never find out.
Right. Yeah, because you're not picking them up, right?
I also, like, I won't pick up anyone with a stop, because I, you know, we get incentives based off the number of rides we get, but rides with stops aren't only count as one ride.
Okay.
Which, however you want to feel about it, I personally, I don't want to be involved in someone's life all like that. I don't want to be a part of your day. We can talk for a few minutes. I prefer to do airport rides. Usually they tip, but they're always decent money, and I can sit and read a book and do something, and just do that, and then take a ride like once an hour and make the same amount as if I spent that hour driving all over creation,
right?
Picking up strangers, taking them places, and that's just from the company side of things. The other side of things is the people you deal with.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go? Do you want to do grocery or rideshare?
Well, let's do rideshare since we're already there.
Yeah.
The people I deal with are unhinged animals. I don't know.
Like, as he sits in a room with you and me, and then himself too. Let's just add that. Because you don't pretend like you aren't a fucking monster.
I am a monster with with home training, and I do not believe that is standard anymore.
Dwayne is a well-behaved monster just like me and Shear. It's fine.
Like, these, and I've had experiences where I'm just like, oh no, I'm not taking you here. I'm taking you back to your mother. You're going back inside, and she's trying again.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Out of your goddamn mind. So...
get out of my car, bitch.
drunk Gen Zers are an animal that I hate. I've had to learn how to recognize a couple addresses of bars because I'm just like, oh,
I'm not going there.
Everyone that comes out of that bar is a huge piece of shit. And they're probably not a huge piece of shit any other time, but whatever happens in that building,
sure,
is there's a ritual. And at the end of it, they fucking suck.
It's like Thursdays in Akron.
Yeah. So I won't go there. Like,
there's something about pissing in that trough. Pissed to an asshole.
Oh my God. I picked up this group once, and it was like four people, which I was already annoyed about because I have a sedan. If you have four people, one of you has to sit next to me.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone in my front seat.
Right.
But I can't be like, no, fuck you. You can't ride in the front seat. So I
sit across their laps.
So no, because everyone has to have a seatbelt. So like I put them in, and it's two couples, two guys, two girls. Straight people are weird. And the guy who's in the front seat immediately starts like shitting on his girlfriend. Like, he's like, he said something crazy. He's like, she beats me or something like that. And finally, before we turned, or like we were at a light, and he just said one too many things, and I was like, I'm fucking done. And I turned, I was like, hey, if you're serious, we can get you help. Like, I don't want you to believe that no one takes you seriously because you are a man, but if you were just joking around about domestic violence, that ends right here, right now. Silence in the car.
You do have a history of like when you're done with something, you make no bones about it. And that's it.
Silence in the car, three more lights.
And how old were these kids? 20s?
Somewhere between fake ID and still on their parents' insurance.
Okay. Okay.
Somewhere in there.
18 to 26. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I dropped them off at the bar that turns people into assholes. And it was crazy because I was like, I just need to get one more ride tonight. I'll do this one. It'll be fast. It'll take 2 minutes.
That's how it always works, right?
Yeah. Just, it ends right here, right now. And then as we pull up, I go, now, if you don't feel safe going with them, let me know. And so he just gets out, and then she gets out with him, and like I don't know how this worked, because if you just accuse me of domestic violence with a stranger, we're done here. As a joke, my good bitch? Absolutely not. Like, wild. And they proceeded to go into the bar, and I know they got into a fight because she was 98 pounds and she was drinking White Claws. Oh, so yeah. I know they fought inside.
Speaking of White Claws, have you seen that meme that says drinking a White Claw is like drinking static while somebody yells the flavor of whatever you're drinking from a next room?
Oh my God. When I was bartending, I tried a White Claw, and I was like, you know what this needs?
Vodka.
And fruit juice. I was like, this is like a real, like, you should use White Claw to replace Sprite in drinks.
I agree.
So you just, yeah. So I was like, you know what this needs? Alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah. What's this flavor in this? This needs something.
This feels like a lime was angry at me 3 weeks ago.
What did you do to dishonor that lime's family?
You know what White Claw tastes like? You know, like all like the, like at the, when you're bar back and you dump like shit, like the, that's all those limes.
A Last Call Long Island.
Just squeezed into like a fizzy water. That's all White Claw is.
Hair, burn these limes. It tastes like something you give a customer you hate.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know. I went through a period, like, obviously when I was drinking, but, like, I went through a period where I drank White Claws for, like, a summer, and I felt like it was burning holes in my stomach. I was like...
You were giving yourself an ulcer, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, I'm done on this. I'm good.
Yeah. No, White Claw drunk is this crazy animal. I always pick up White Claw drunks from the Flats.
Mm. That tracks.
For anyone not from Cleveland, the Flats is like a district. Like when I was a kid, it was a good place to get stabbed, and now it's a great place to do coke with a minor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very Bobby George coded.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
As in he owns the Flats, and mm-hmm. no one talked about like Margaritaville closed and
And yeah, we're gonna have a brand new concept in here, is what they said.
Much my balls.
he's going to find out a new brand new concept in prison.
He's not going to jail.
Prison. Oh, he's going to go to prison.
No.
It's attempted murder.
Oh, no. You think a rich man's going to see consequences?
Fucking Greeks. You were always right, Shear.
No, it's...
Wow, hold on. First of all...
Does that count for the Hitler counter?
I
don't
know. No. Not like you said Damascus.
All right, what? Hold on a minute here. Number one, it's already happened, and he's not getting tempted with attempted murder. He pleaded guilty to, like, strangling a little bit or something.
You know, just a little bit.
Just
a touch.
Yeah, you know, he got charged with an aggravated oopsie.
Yeah. We're not kidding here. It's already went down.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's out.
Fucker.
Nothing is happening. He's still going to weigh servers by the size.
Hooters rules?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
he'll get his.
No, he won't.
No, he won't.
I mean...
Somebody in the streets will get him.
When is he in the streets?
Just go to fucking... What's it called? What's that place called?
No free advertising.
Yeah,
whatever it's fucking called. It's on 25th. Fuck that place. But yeah, no, he hangs out there. Just go in there, beat the shit out of him, dude.
I would never go in there. One,
I've been there before, but there's before all that shit happened.
I'm a little chocolatey for
yeah, you don't pass the test and you walk. Well, you could go through the staff door. You can't go through the front door.
I can't go through the staff door. I'm not hot enough. I've seen 35. It's come and gone.
Oh, man. All right. So anyway, fuck him.
Yeah. So that... Oh, people,
the Flats.
But
yeah.
People that go to the Flats or people go to that particular part of Ohio City, always trashed, always monsters. Mm. Love to just be like, oh, I'm going to either jump in your car in the middle of traffic or I'm going to jump out of your car in the middle of traffic. And it's like, oh, cool. I look like a real smacked ass right now because you decided to do this thing right here.
Mm. Dude's named Kyle.
There's a girl who uses the app to bar hop on Sundays. And I watch her journey because she'll get requests. Like, I'll see requests for her, like,
are
four or
five. Are you serious?
Her name is Becca, and I see her go from bar to bar to bar. And I knew when she was dating someone, I picked her up one time. And that was the end of that.
This is amazing.
But then she, like, and I remember her because I picked her up one time, and then within 10 minutes of me dropping her off... Her name had popped back up, and she was trying to go to a different bar, which she had mentioned she might do. She goes, I think I want to go here, but I don't know if this is where I'm going to end my night. But there's also this other thing, and there's other thing, and then there's that guy. And I was like, oh, I
don't care.
Do not care. I don't,
yep.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's great, honey.
Tip and get out.
Yeah. Bye. Go figure it out in there.
Yeah. And... So bar patrons are crazy, but then also I deal with a lot of people who work. I take a lot of people to Amazon facilities, and
sure.
They're dystopian as fuck.
Yeah.
There is one particular Amazon facility in the greater Cleveland area where you have to go through two security gates to get inside, and then they've got the city police sitting there with the lights on, and it's dark, and I'm like, oh my god, like, if we still taught reading and writing, everyone would just be making so many very witty jokes about this. Like, if like, if we still had reading comprehension, if we still had the arts, there'd be so many like really good one act plays about this.
yeah
it's like it's Dickensian, it's the Hunger Games, it's two or three chapters of a Harry Potter novel. It is not good shit. And every time I'm there, again, like, I'm picking people up and I'm dropping them off, and a thing that happens a lot with Amazon workers, they don't use headphones when they are listening to things.
Oh, that's not just Amazon workers.
This is the particular group that I see it the most often with. Also, people under the age of 30. I don't know when headphones stop being cool. Maybe there's something about Dr. Dre that I don't know. And everyone's like, we're done with headphones. Maybe they all got together during the lost COVID years when we didn't pass down proper culture and etiquette to the younger generations.
Yeah.
That,
well, they're all autistic now and can't put shit on their ears.
That's crazy, because the autsies love
headphone. They do love their
love a headphone. They love to be in their own world. They love a routine. They love rules. So don't blame the autism.
All right. This is
TikTok twats.
TikTok tards.
This is not that flavor of neurodivergence.
I actually think this might be neurotypical, and they're just assholes.
Yeah, just fucking morons. Yeah.
And so a lot of people will sit in the back of my car, and they'll blast
their fucking TikToks.
And I've got my radio on, but I keep it at a low level, and I'm usually playing, like, a podcast. Like, I'll do NPR or, like, a podcast that, like, it's not offensive. It's the equivalent of a rerun of Jenny Jones at the bar.
Sure.
You might hear something and go, we could talk about that for a minute, but when I get out of this car, I will never think about it again.
Right.
I'm just going to keep getting day drunk.
That's what I want. And then I've got people blasting nonsense, and one person was in my car, and they were just, every time their phone got a notification, it lit up. And I was like, fuck, am I getting pulled over? And they were like, the phone's on high volume. They're scrolling 1,000 flicks a second. So I'm just like, nah, 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 flashlight, nah, 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 nah. And I was like, what the shit is happening? Can you be a person? Yeah. We're going to go find your mom, and she's going to apologize to me personally.
The whole listening to stuff in public without headphones really bothers me.
The very idea, I could never get behind. Because, like, one, I'm listening to... This is my time to, like... Whatever I'm listening to, I'm listening to.
Right.
And, yeah, like, if we're in my car, whatever I'm listening to, we're listening to. Those are the rules.
Right.
And, like, if you've never been raised around cars, maybe you don't know the etiquette of how to be in one. I've noticed the number of people who just don't understand how a seatbelt works. The number of people who vape in my car...
Oh, yeah.
I can hear you.
I have always senses. Ask.
I have senses.
There are people who ask, and I say no, and then they proceed to do it anyway. I'm like, oh, well, enjoy the one star.
That's what
you hit a vape next to me, you fuck.
Well, that was the point. This one's weed. So I knew I was going to get that look.
People roll blunts in my car, and I'm like, are you out of your goddamn mind?
I know it's legal, but no.
You know what I used to do, though, Dwayne? Like, this is when I used to sell edibles, like, back fucking, like, the days of Rowdy Rally comedy and stuff. I used to, like, I would get in somebody's car, and I'd be like, yo, you like weed? They're like, yeah, and I just fucking tip them in weed candies. They're like, this is great, thank you.
Somebody made me wait, like, 7 minutes once. Oh, we'll get to waiting, and we'll get to my time next.
My time?
So maybe wait 7 minutes once, because they didn't answer their phone for their ride. And,
oh, shit.
And I had a ride minimum I had to hit that week, and they were my very last ride on a Sunday night, and I was like, after this, I'm done. I ain't got to do shit else. I ain't got to fucking bother nobody. I ain't got to talk to nobody else. And they come out and they're go, oh yeah, I have a stalker, so like all my calls are set to private. I was like, what about the 3 text messages? And he goes, I didn't see it, sorry. And then we're on the road and he goes, do you like weed? And I was like, no. He goes, oh well, if you liked weed, you could come to my store and I'll hook you up. And I was like, well, I don't. And so we just sort of rode in silence as I'm thinking of all the ways I could hide this body. Just like now, I would never victim blame, but after doing rideshare for 2 years, I understand the serial killers.
Oh.
I get it. Like, okay. I don't think all of them were bad people. I feel like maybe a passenger just flicked that final fuck you button and they were like, I'm taking this chess piece off the board.
I don't know about serial killers. That's one thing. But like, I do understand to a degree when some people sometimes they just fucking snap. Like, it's just, and it's over for somebody else. Like, I don't think I would ever do it, but like, I can see it. I'm like, okay, I get it.
And here's hoping this world gets better, because I know I'm going to, like, if heaven forbid it comes down to it, this ends in a hail of gunfire.
Yep.
If I snap to the point where I'm like, well, I'm committing the real crimes, it's not going to just be the one.
You will develop a taste for it.
It might only be the one evening, but it's not going to be the one crime.
It's a Dwayne's version of, like, they're going to remake Falling Down with Dwayne as a rideshare guy. He's gonna pick people up, like, get in this car, he just shoots them. Just
actually
drive to the next one.
The Dwayne Duke remake of Falling Down would be closer to the author's original intent for Falling Down, I believe.
I don't know what this is, but I feel like I should look it up.
Michael Douglas movie, you never seen that?
I don't care for Michael Douglas.
Oh,
that man eats so much pussy on screen. He eats like
on screen in real life, he got cancer for it, man. Come on.
Yeah,
that's
too
impressive. To eat that much pussy to get mouth cancer?
Oh my god, speaking of Michael Douglas. Side note, we'll get back to the rants in a second. Speaking of Michael Douglas, in 2019 and 2020, Michael Douglas and, oh shit, she just died, Diane Keaton.
Yeah.
They were voices in 2 seasons of a Netflix version of Dr. Seuss's Sam I Am, and it is very good.
Really?
That's weird.
Yes.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah. I think there's like 20 episodes. I'm like halfway through. It is very good. It's witty. They did an episode of Dr. Seuss's Sam I Am, animated, mind you, that includes a mouse doing a version of Les Mis.
Okay.
The mouse is singing the songs from Les Mis. You have to look this up. The episode is called Mouse.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Of course it's called Mouse.
The episode's called Mouse. There's a jailbreak. And inside the Les Mis parody, there is a Shawshank parody.
Oh, that's fun. I like that.
So much happens in this, and I'm just like, huh, am I high? This is very good.
Me and Sheer go to look it up. It doesn't even exist.
Yeah, if it's on Netflix, I'll look it up.
Sam I Am. Yeah. Where were we? Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas is a main character on
And Falling Down. So he's the main character. Just everything's going wrong in his fucking life, and he gets stuck in traffic, and then that's it. And he just starts wasting fucking people with his gun in his trunk. And he just walks around town in L.A. and just kills people all day.
Oh, so Michael Douglas made his own Charles Bronson movie?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's because he's not lashing out against criminals.
Oh, just anyone who comes across them?
He is he's going to a place that refuses to serve him breakfast because it's a half hour past breakfast time. And shoots him.
Yeah.
Time-based bullshit. Oh, the way people can eat my
He
ass.
Kills some white supremacists.
Well, good.
Yeah,
you
yeah, yeah.
The streets.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great... See, the thing is I fall on the side of like, I get it. I see why he did what he did.
I mean, when I get to that point...
When?
When I get there.
When I get to the point of just like, oh, the next person who says anything is dying, I turn the app off and I just drive home. I just like, as I don't like, I don't need to catch a case over $8.
Right. No, absolutely not. It's not, nothing's ever that worth it.
Do you know the craziest thing that happened to me in my car? I picked a woman up from work and she proceeded to have phone sex with her boyfriend in jail in the backseat of my car between her job at the IHOP and her grandmother's house that I dropped her off at. And I was like, I am a person. I am also in this car.
That's like a sketch Shear would write.
And like, I was like, are you having, first of all, are you paying to have phone sex with a man in jail?
You
bitch
are.
Please.
Wow.
First, like, I get, there's holding it down while he's out, and there's this.
Well, but on the other side, you don't get to make private phone calls, I don't think. I think
he apparently
cranking it right next to like six other dudes.
He had been in jail long enough where I don't think he gave a fuck.
Yeah.
He described in very graphic detail, and I was like, those calls are recorded.
Yeah.
A CO listened to that call later, was like, oh my goodness. We're bringing Jesus back to cell block D. Baby, listen to this. Oh my.
Drop off a Bible to him, please.
We can't even put him in solitary because he's just going to have fun with it.
Yeah,
clearly his imagination's overactive.
He's going to be waxing it the whole time.
When I dropped her off at her grandmother's house, I called my mom. I was like,
you're not going to believe this.
I was like, I don't know how much more of this I got in me. A woman just had phone sex in my car. She goes,
and she was on speaker.
She goes, like, did she touch herself? And I was like, I didn't even think about that. I thought she was just performing.
Fuck,
I didn't even think that she was also playing along.
Yeah, no shit. Why couldn't it wait? I mean, I guess you don't want to do it at your grandma's house, so you do it in front of a stranger instead?
Oh, the amount of shit that people say to me as a stranger where I just go, I am a stranger. This woman got in my car once, and she goes, do you mind if I talk to you? And I was like, fuck.
I do, but go ahead.
Well, you're already here. Let's go. And she's like, she tells me how she's like, she doesn't like her job, but they offer her a promotion, but they're blocking this other promotion. And I was like, girl, I don't care. I don't, what? Bitch, I don't care. We can talk about very shallow things. We're having very good weather right now. Let's talk about that. Would you like to talk about sports? I've got about 8 sports facts. If it's baseball season, we can talk the whole ride. I won't even learn your name. Outside of that, I got nothing.
Right.
Let's keep this base level. Everyone needs to get their home training again.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
So, yeah, that, and people, wait. So the app that I drive for, there is a 5-minute grace period, and that is too long for an able-bodied adult. If you have a disability, if you are bringing children, if you have a bunch of luggage, I can see there being grace. If you're an able-bodied adult who is just walking out on your own two legs to get into my car, and you take 5 minutes for a ride that you ordered,
yeah,
you've cost me time. And now you're on my shit list.
Yeah.
Taking longer than 5 minutes, like, and then I have to call you, and, you know, if they pick up and they're like, oh, I'll be right out, I didn't know that was here. I'm like, how did you, like, did you think it wasn't coming?
Yeah. You knew how to put the fucking ride in.
Yeah.
So track it.
Well, yeah. I don't want to sound like I'm defending that these are monsters. I do know that occasionally I will not get a notification on my app when something shows up, and I will just get a knock at the door.
I posit this. If you're ordering a ride and it says it's going to be there in 5 minutes, do you think you have time to take a shower?
Nope.
Oh, absolutely not. I am already, like, downstairs.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
For me, if I order a ride to go, I already have shoes, jacket, everything's on. I've got keys in hand. I'm now, I can stand at a door for 3 minutes. If it's like, oh, your ride X will be here in 4 minutes. In that 4 minutes, I have done the entire tornado. I've gotten the house together because I want to get where I'm going.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Like I've finished my task at this location, and now it's time for me to get to this next location, and this person's going to get me there. So why would I waste time?
Yeah.
But like the sheer number of people that I have to wait for to come, like they either just don't understand or they don't give a fuck about my time.
Right.
Which is, we as a society have stopped having consideration for other people.
Common decency. I've been saying it forever. It's gone.
Yeah. And it's been my overarching point on today. People have no home training.
Right.
And I don't, like, I know what happened. We are in the middle of a societal collapse. Like, we are, and people don't give a fuck anymore. And it sucks. When I'm shopping for people's groceries, I will see these huge orders, and it'll be like 110, 115, 120 items, and it'll just be the base pay and then no tip. And I was like, you think someone's going to spend 2 hours buying your groceries for nothing, for like the hope that you might tip them?
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
People that like argue with me, if I say something's not there, it's not because I don't wish to get it for you. Because to a certain extent, it's commission based.
Okay.
But if I say something's not there, it's because I looked and I talked to someone and I know it's not there. Don't argue with me.
Right.
There's
I'm here. You're not.
Mm-hmm. If you want to be here.
Yeah.
I was like deep in an order once, and this woman started arguing with me. And just, I had more than enough for that day, and I was like, you know what, you're right. And a minute later, her entire order was canceled. I had to reassign. I was like, I don't fucking feel like dealing with this. Mm. So, it's just, the gig economy is quickly killing me. And I have to get out, and I want to get back to my passion, which was touring, but there's so much of this country that I don't want to be in.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, that now makes perfect sense.
Okay, so a little inside baseball. I can see the notes for this, and no home training being on there. Like, I feel like you were getting just a little bit of what it was to be raised by a black woman in the 90s. The phrase, act like you got some home training, was the mantra when we would leave the house. When I would take my little cousins out, they didn't behave for everybody else, but they behaved for me because we sat in the car, we did the pep talk. I was like, what are we not going to do?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do? And we were going to act like we got some what? Goddamn home training.
It just reminds me of Huey from Boondocks. Act like you got some goddamn sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same.
I think that's the R. Kelly trial episode, and like when they let him off, and he's just like, "What is the matter with you people?" Because they're all sitting there dancing and shit.
Oh my god, that is,
love that. Yeah, show. It's my favorite. But yeah, he's just like, act like you got some goddamn sense.
Yeah. Regina Hall.
Oh, no, Regina King. Regina King. I always do that too. Like, that's yeah.
And I shouldn't, because they're two different styles of comedy. But
yeah, she's very, she's so talented. But yeah, no, I mean, like, before I wrecked my car, I wrecked it the first day I started doing DoorDash, and it's just like, I liked it.
Were you on a drive?
What's that?
Were you on a drive?
Uh-huh.
Because they're responsible.
What's that?
They're responsible.
Who is?
DoorDash. You're paying for insurance. Go through them.
No shit.
Yeah. Did you not do this?
No, I didn't. Well, because I didn't put on there that I was doing a ride share. That was the problem.
Oh, I mean, fuck these corporations.
Trust me, I'm
part of the fee that you get charged, which is another thing that I think people forget about. Both the customer and the gig worker get charged fees to the company.
Yeah.
Which, crazy. But part of this fee is insurance. Fuck that corporation. I'm going to fuck them. Sue them now.
Yeah. No shit.
Call a lawyer. You broke your toe.
I broke my neck trying to get that food for that motherfucker.
Let's not go crazy.
Well, the best was... I
strained my back is believable. I broke my neck?
Well, you know, when that happened, he's not going to listen to it, but Marty was like, he gives me his lawyer's number, and he goes, oh, were you hurt? And I said, no. And he goes, oh, I normally fake an injury. Fucking Marty. Like, Jesus Christ, Marty.
First of all, let's not, you first and last, there's a word made to crimes.
You bleep it out. I don't give a shit. But like,
oh, yeah, thanks. Let's give the editor more work.
You dunce. What's that time code?
Yeah.
I'm 40. Oh, you do it 48:45.
I'm on it.
Really? Because you just typed...
I'm here
you.
For it.
I'm just fucking with you. Fucking Grimace. his hair. He looks like he's fucking asexual Grimace.
Or just Grimace.
Are you saying Grimace is asexual?
Do you approve that Grimace fucks? What have you seen?
The Grimace.
Tell
fucks.
Me about the Grimace sex that you've had.
You guys haven't seen my Reddit, have you?
I mean, you used to black out, so...
Fair enough.
Occasionally, Jordan would wander into the Christmas Story house after Rowdy Rally comedy, and there waiting for him would be a gentleman in a Grimace costume.
You know, back in the good old days of Craigslist, you could get that any day of the week. Now you gotta know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody.
Right, ugh. Right.
We are going backwards as a society.
Oh, we really are. They legalized weed and fucking everything else is getting fucked.
Oh! My original pitch for this was the shitification of America. because I am... I don't know if you guys have heard the last few minutes, but I am not pleased with anything.
I have to watch what I say.
That's one of the things that drives me crazy. So I don't smoke weed. I voted for legalization, but I was angry because it didn't come with wiping of records and releasing of people. Because while I identify as a centrist, I believe there are issues that you need to look at it from the center. I can't take that stance until Obama is in his rightful place as a Republican. You know what I mean? Like that is I'm left of
center.
No, I'm left of Obama. Like all the things that I don't think are up for debate, I'm like, oh no, like that's just things we should have. That's what a lot of people are like, oh, that's a very liberal point of view. I was like, nah, that's just I'm a person.
Common decency.
Right. And as much as I hate humanity, like I've been thinking about this a lot lately. Like a lot of people are like, oh, like we're standing up for our neighbors. We're standing up for like our neighbors are being taken, and like trans women we love are being victimized. I'm standing up for people I hate. I have a trans enemy. She is a cunt. I hate this woman, and I hate her for who she is. And I want everyone else to hate her for who she is, not who she is. I hate having to defend her in any situation. I was somewhere and she got misgendered, and I was like, no, you fuck. Like, she's a woman and she's a cunt.
Yeah. I totally get that, because there's one that I fucking, an enemy, like a straight up enemy. And when I went on the attack at the time that I did, I specifically did not do anything low-hanging fruit, because I said, it's got nothing to do with this. You're just a bad fucking person.
It's not the body, it's the whore inside.
Exactly. It is the fucking piece of shit that you just are. You think being trans would make you a better person. You're not, though.
I mean, some people, like Greg Abbott down in Texas, some people overcome a sympathetic disability to be the villain.
Is that Governor Hot Wheels?
Yeah.
Okay.
Meals on Wheels. Yeah.
So I know who you're talking about. I'm trying to figure out who you're talking about, and I don't know if I want to know.
No. Nah, like I don't even know what fucking state she lives in. I don't even know what fucking time zone she lives in. All I know is I hate this whore.
Okay, fair enough.
And it's like she has so many qualities that could be redeemable. She just chooses not to.
Yeah.
And
I have a feeling like I know where this is headed?
I think she has the right to be a piece of shit in peace. Fuck her for who she is, but she should get to be this piece of shit.
See, Dwayne is equal opportunity.
Like, this is, so yeah, like, and every time I see someone say, stand up for someone I love is this, someone I hate is this, yeah. She still has rights.
See, my like, I want to get, like, shirts made of this, just say, live out loud, but shut the fuck up about it. Like, that's my...
Is this the shirt Jordan and Jordan short shirt ideas podcast now?
Yeah.
After last episode, now this one. I'm changing the Hitler counter.
Shirt counter? Well, I'm glad I was here to see the death of the Hitler counter.
Oh, it'll come back.
No, it won't. Never again.
So yeah, I pitched the shitification of America. I'm so mad. We were talking about marijuana. So the mayor of Cleveland has done nothing to get back the million plus dollars the state of Ohio is withholding from us from marijuana sales. Like, because the people in Columbus have decided that they know better than the voters. And they're like, well, you passed a law, but you didn't write it the right way. So we don't have any, you didn't enshrine in the law how we had to distribute the proceeds from weed sales. Yeah, no, it's bullshit. It's a good move if you're Satan. Like, yeah. If you're running for head demon, that's a pretty good move.
Yeah.
But, like, as a lawmaker, as a person, fuck you.
Yeah, there's a lot of that money that we could use, especially with all the people that we know are employed by the government and are terrified of being laid off, like, yeah, constantly.
Or, I don't know, use it for capital goods, like, or capital improvements around the city of Cleveland. You know what that money could do? Potholes. You know what that money could do? We could replace a lot of things at public parks. We could, like... So you don't directly say it's going to go to X, but like, what if all the sidewalks were shoveled because of the weed money?
Yeah.
What if all the drains were cleaned out so there wasn't flooding on streets? What if the grass was always cut? What if there was new landscaping? What if we made Cleveland more beautiful with weed money? There's $1 million. It'll go a long fucking way.
Yeah. And I know that local administration is pretty pumped about using whatever funds they can for local improvements, because they put the signs saying this money was improved with your Cleveland tax dollars all over the place.
Oh, the past few years, since 35 came and went, I've just been getting angrier and angrier. And every time I learn something new, I'm like, if the whole world had a face, I would punch it. And I think a lot of the people who are sitting on Cleveland City Council are criminals. I think they're derelict in their job. I think they've done a shit fucking job, and we should have cleaned house with all of them. But...
Vote for Justin Streckel.
That's Cuyahoga County Council.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about that person to say one way or the other.
You'd love him.
I treat politicians like diapers. I feel like once they're full of shit, I have no more use for them.
Nah, Justin would understand that for sure.
And I think we should treat them like diapers. Like, we need to trust that they are going to hold the water that they said they're going to hold. I don't want their shit getting out all over the place.
I, for one, enjoy my politics with a few runny streaks running down your legs.
You do seem like an organic diaper kind of person.
Cloth diapers.
Oh, we're going to wash it and reuse it. No. I don't say this often, but that's some Caucasian bullshit.
It very much is. My favorite thing after my friends started having kids was after the first batch. The second batch that said they were going to use cloth diapers, I was like,
did you not learn?
No, it was the second batch of friends after the first batch. Oh. So they had no idea.
Listen, if you want to experience cleaning up a blowout out of a pillowcase, that's on you.
I'm good.
Give me the chemicals.
I have children. I'm good.
I will never.
Nope.
I'm getting to the age where I'm worried that I'll never have a dog. Like, what if I don't get my shit together enough to provide a life for a dog? You think I'm going to get an exotic animal like a child? Gross.
No, I don't. I don't see any little Dwaynes running around anytime soon.
Yeah, and once I cross 40, we're good.
Yeah. It's all
a geriatric pregnancy. No, thank you.
Yeah. Are you sure? Because like some of the coolest people I met when I was young were people with parents that were old enough to be my grandparents.
You know how people are like, oh, this kid's an old soul?
Yeah.
They're fucking weird. That's what that kid is. That kid was fucking weird.
I agree.
And we need weird people, but I'm not making any.
Okay. That's fair.
If I ever have disposable income with two commas, maybe I'll do like the foster system for like an older runaway. You know, some real Dharma and Greg shit. No, some real love. No, what am I thinking of? Mr. Turner from Boy Meets World. I'll take him like a Sean Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but outside of that, absolutely the fuck
no,
not.
I'm good.
Yeah, so, yeah, no breeding here and no adoption.
Well, no reproducing. We're still breeding.
My guy.
So, Dwayne, where can we find you on the internets?
Oh, God, I'm on Instagram and against my will at Funny Dwayne. I think I have a website. I used to love Twitter. Twitter was my favorite website. Twitter was my favorite website since Rotten.com. And it was taken from me by the Nazis.
Yeah.
So I'm on Threads, but it's not as fun. Everyone's sad.
So I haven't used it enough to have a cognizant opinion, but it seems a whole like there are a lot of people on there that shouldn't have the audience that they do, but they do.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm on Instagram. When does this launch? When does this episode air?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. What's today?
Today is the 11th. This will air on the 19th.
Oh, okay. Well, starting on February 1st, you can catch reruns of my podcast, a different podcast. It's a Different World limited series where I go through every single episode of A Different World. You can find the links through my Instagram. And then beginning around February 7th or 8th will be new episodes as I try to finish the series before the new Netflix series drops. And if you're in Cleveland, Ohio, or New York, February 7th, I'm running the Cupid's Undie Run for the Children's Tumor Foundation in Cleveland, and then again on the 14th in New York. And I would love your donations. It goes to a really good cause. It's the Children's Tumor Foundation, and much like anything good in this world, they lost a lot of funding when El Jefe reascended to the throne.
Yeah. So please give generously to the cause of Dwayne in his underwear running in the cold.
And if you want to come watch, come down to Brown Stadium February 7th. The run starts at 3 o'clock. It's a bunch of people running in their underwear to fight something that is very visible but not talked about enough.
There you have it.
Very good.
Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates the gig economy as much as Dwayne Duke.
No, there is another.
And scene. The world apologizes again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me nothing, ages.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.